primroses. Primroses are perhaps the prettiest of our little wildflowers. The delicate pale yellow blossoms emerge early in the year. I saw my first primrose this year in February, strolling along down a tiny windy country road, just where the little road wraps around the slope of a hill. The hedge bank rises high on one side. This high earthen bank is covered in deep mossy textures, with little fronds of fern peeping out here and there. Because it's a damp and shady stretch, it's perfect for primroses. These cheerful little flowers are always an uplifting sight, standing out brightly from the damp browns and greens of their shady hedge bank habitat. Because of how they peep out from the hedge banks all over the country, primroses are a familiar plant to most of us. I remember when I was 6 or so, discovering a big hedge bank near home, completely covered in primroses. Scrambling in through the brambles, over the ditch and up to the top of the bank, it was like entering another world. Beneath the whitethorn bushes, I had discovered a magical miniature realm, where everything suited my size. My amazement at all the primroses there is still a vivid memory today. And somehow, it just makes sense that throughout history, we've associated primroses with fairies. Fairies are particularly active around the time of Beltane, a pre-Christian festival that falls on the first day of May. There are lots of different traditions associated with Beltane, and one of these I came across quite recently, up in the wilds of West Cavan, where tradition still holds strong. I was amazed to find my neighbour's doorstep scattered with primroses throughout the first days of May. She was more surprised than I when she learnt that this was a practice that I'd never heard of. In many parts of the country, it seems, people still scatter wildflowers on the threshold of their home, always on the eve of May Day. I later found out that primroses are a symbol of protection. So scattering them by the door on the eve of Beltane will protect the house and those who live there from the mischievous fairy folk. There are other wildflowers in the mix too, and now that it's forbidden to pick primroses from the wild, it's good to know that other, more abundant wildflowers should work just as well. And whatever the special relationship between primroses and fairy folk, we do know for sure that primroses have some well-established special relationships with a whole host of little creatures who live right here in this dimension. Bumblebees, butterflies and hoverflies all visit primrose flowers at this time of year, sucking up the nectar from the centre of the flower. And there's a twist to how these particular flowers make sure their visitors do the job of pollinating properly. If you have the chance to get up close to a primrose, you'll see that some of the flowers have a flattish disc at the centre, and others have a little cluster of yellow anthers instead. These are the pin-eye flowers and the thrum-eye flowers. Each alternates the position of the male and female reproductive organs in a perfect placement to make sure that pollen from the anthers of one flower, carried across by the butterfly or bumblebee, gets rubbed off on the stigma of the next flower. This innovative little design trick is very clever indeed. These little flowers have evolved in tandem with the butterflies and bees who pollinate them. Once this happens, the seeds develop, and the seeds have a special magic trick up their sleeves too. They have a thing called an elaiosome, a special fleshy bit attached to the end of the seed, packed with protein and oil. Foraging ants know that primrose seeds have an elaiosome, so they carry the seed back to their colony. Once they and their ant friends have eaten the nutritious little package attached to the seed, they remove the seed into one of the special chambers that ant colonies have for disposing of waste. This is the perfect place for a seed to germinate. In a tiny underground cavity, packed with ant waste, serving as the primrose seed's personal compost heap. This relationship between the ant and the primrose is no coincidence. It's a perfect example of convergent evolution between a plant and an ant, a mutually beneficial circular dance. I have to conclude that primroses are indeed a magical little flower. I'd be hard-pressed to decide what makes me most in awe of them, how they hold special sway with the fairies, or the astonishing intricacies of how they entice their animal associates to help them survive and thrive. Or perhaps it's just their simple beauty that gives such joy. Either way, primroses do seem like just the right symbol to celebrate Bealtaine and the beginning of the summer.
Hogamer fain and sour and ling.